welcome to this bonus episode. It's Carm Capriotto. Man, are we in unprecedented times. Some of the biggest industry venues have postponed major events along with national, regional, and local sporting events. The schools in my county, they just announced closing for 1 month. Hoarders have taken to the shelves in stores, and we are now wondering where to get essentials. There's no doubt that all businesses may take a hit. Certain size gatherings are outlawed, and you are requested to be 6 feet apart in social gatherings. Magazines have been pulled from most waiting areas. As much as the world needs their transportation, there will not be many reasons to travel. We are told to stay home, work from home, telecommute, teachers teaching online, and minimize your time with the at-risk population, the elderly, to limit the chance of transferring the virus. Yeah, I'm no expert and will not even consider stating any facts to you, just logic and common sense. Now, the thought of having to be quarantined for 2 weeks is a big motivator not to travel. Will your business be affected? Maybe, maybe not. It's no time to panic. Find your logical mind, and not your anxious mind to deal with this unprecedented time. There are smart decisions you can make that are the right things to do. Don't make decisions in a vacuum. Include your people and your family. Think about your clients and your marketplace. What can you do to help the community? Keep in mind, there's going to be the need for transportation, and you need to be the leader in your market to help. Help people get around. Keep their vehicles safe and reliable and sanitized. There are things you can do that you may not ever have even thought of yet. There have been great articles and videos done by many of our industry leaders and shop owners. They're very progressive, very proactive. I want to thank them for putting their support out there. I'll do live events and podcasts to bring solutions to light for you. So keep an eye on your newsletter and on my Facebook page, because I hope to have some cutting edge stuff. You have an idea? We need to talk about it? Let me know. Look, I want to let you know that if there was a time to have a strong network of aftermarket colleagues, now's that time. Look, whatever held you back in the past for not sharing or joining or being part of a networking group, now's the time to put that fear on the shelf and get involved. I'm more than happy to connect you with a peer in your market or from another state. You do not have to go through an economic downturn alone. Any challenges alone, please reach out to me, carm@remarkableresultsbiz. There's also a contact form on my website. Hey, look, we've been talking leadership and business acumen for 5 years here on the show. The content library, well, it speaks for the wisdom shared about having reserve funds, strong profits to sustain and grow a great business. And if you've ever been approved for a credit line, it may be time to tap into it. Now, I'm not telling you to do it, just suggesting that this is one of those times when you may need it. Okay, so you don't have a strong financial position. Now what? Well, I plan to address these questions in the very near future with some leaders that are smarter than me. So keep your ear to the ground on those shows. This will blow over, no doubt. And when you come out on the other side, you've got to have learned from this and not go back to your same old routine. A great line in the sand moment here. Strong companies can come out the other side of a crisis like this, and weaker companies may not. What are you going to be? Look, I've been focused on providing a wide range of powerful radio interviews for the last 5 years. We focused on the leadership and business side of the aftermarket, and I know that we've helped many because you've written and even told me in person. Mission accomplished, but not really. My goal has always been to bring many shop owners who are languishing just below the breakout line into the success stratosphere. Now, this COVID-19 pandemic will either show your resolve or put you into a weak position where you may never recover. Pay attention to what we're talking about on the podcast. Now, I plan on doing a few extra live shows, then repurpose them as a bonus episode for you so you can all hear what's going on. I want to make this timely, so I'll be pushing shows and content to you. You may feel a glut, okay, but remember, you can consume at your own pace. Get all your options, assess them, never alone, make decisions, do the right thing, keep the focus on the survival of your team, your client base, and your business. We will all get through this and stronger and better for the decisions that you make every day from now on to keep your attitude above the waterline. There will be a special Carmcast on the virus and what some of your peers are doing about it. You'll always be able to hear this over and over again. I'll make sure on the newsletters, on my website, you'll be able to touch this, listen to it, and make your own decisions. You'll see live chats on economic impact and, for sure, a Town Hall Academy on surviving an economic downturn. Now, I'll be as quick to reply as the input I receive. I've been honored to be an industry influencer and connector of people, so I'll do my job. Just let me know what you'd like to know, and I'll do my best to bring it to you. Carm here. We'll talk soon.